today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By Allah's name, we start. Salamun alaikum. You are listening to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Monday, 13th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
And now it's time to learn more from the Quran, verse 38 of chapter Al-An'am.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wama min dabbatin fil ardi wala ta'irin yatiru bi janahayhi illa umamun amthalukum ma farratna fil kitabi min shay' thumma ila rabbihim yuhsharun.
And there is no creature on or within the earth or bird that flies with its wings except that they are communities like you. We have not neglected in the register a thing. Then unto their Lord they will be gathered.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse speaks about the resurrection and the general assemblage of living creatures, all kinds of animals in hereafter, thus similar to human beings. Each kind of animals and birds are a community by themselves. That is, they have knowledge, awareness, and perception in their own conditions, and they know the Lord whom they glorify and sanctify as much as they are able to, although the standard of their perception is lower than that of human beings.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكرًا يا ربي شكرًا هديت قلبي شكرًا نورت دربي شكرًا شكرًا يا ربي يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرًا يا.
So our topic, Islam and clean earth. Muslims around the world have an obligation to protect the environment and conserve resources by joining the original Environment Protection Agency on Earth, founded by Prophet Muhammad. In other words, just believing is not enough. Do something about it. Protect the environment from all forms of corruptions and pollutants. It is in everyone's interest, Muslims and non-Muslims, to follow the most proactive and pioneer of environmental protection movement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Ali from Arab English Radio, and we are trying to be with you and talk to you about Islamic perspective and how we should interact with the environment that surrounds us. In many verses, the natural phenomena are characterized as divine signs indicating the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power of God, such as this verse of the Holy Quran, chapter 2, Surah 2, verse 164. Most surely, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alteration of the night and the day, and the ships that run in the sea, with that which profits men and the water that God sends down from the cloud, then gives life with it to the earth after its death, spreads in it all kinds of animals, and the changing of the winds and the clouds that are made subservient between the heaven and the earth. There are signs for a people who understand. Let's start with the water. In Islamic culture, water is very highly regarded. The word ma, or water, is used in the Quran about 60 times. Water is introduced as the origin and the source of life. For example, the Quran says, "And we have made water everything living." The Quran, again in another surah, says, also states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from water every animal that goes on its belly, on two legs and on four legs. Water is pure and purifying. Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Surely God made the earth pure, he made the water pure." A Muslim who wants to perform ritual prayers or to touch the Holy Quran or circumambulate around the Kaaba in Mecca must be ritually pure. And to be ritually pure, he needs to make ritual ablution with water. In Islamic symbolism, water normally stands for knowledge and faith, or even for imams. According to some traditions, the expression the abundant water in verse 16 of Surah 72 refers to abundant knowledge and faith, and the expression the flowing water in verse 30 from chapter 67 to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Water must be kept pure and clean. For example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam quoted a saying, "Do not urinate in water."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
From the list of protecting the environment, one item is very important, and that is practice sustainable consumption whenever possible. Surely most of us have heard of the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. Through this framework, we are reminded to use only what we need, reuse things for the same or new purpose, and convert waste into useful products. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, himself practiced these sustainable approaches during his lifetime. There are several narrations that Prophet was seen to repair his shoes instead of discarding them as the first sight of its tear. The Prophet would also sew his clothes and advise his companions to sew their garments neatly. As narrated in a hadith where Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, was asked what the Prophet would do in the house, she replied to the inquirer, "He did what one of you would do in his house. He mended sandals and patched garments and sewed."
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
Now, in this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at the role of air in the environment. In the Holy Quran, chapter 7, verse 57, Allah says, "And He, Allah, it is who sends the winds as tidings surrounding His grace until when they have raised a heavy laden cloud. We drive it to a dead land and cause the rain to descend upon it and thereby bring forth fruits of every kind." Since the atmosphere performs all these biological and social functions, its conservation, pure and unpolluted, is an essential aspect of the conservation of life itself, which is one of the fundamental objectives of Islamic law.
Muhammad Rilwi.
It's interesting to see that when it comes to the relationship of human being to this dunya, we are not allowed to dominate the earth. We have been sent as the custodian of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya for us. But remember that we have been created from this earth itself. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ, from the dark clay. So the origin of human being is this earth itself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from all the things that I have created, I have considered the human being to be the prime creation of mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes pride in that, that He has elevated the status of human beings to be even above the level of the malaika. We saw the example of Adam alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the malaika to do sajda to Adam. Of course, that is Adam alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but do not forget that he is the first human being. He is the father of the humans. So that status given to the human beings in Surah Isra, ayat number 70, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَا وَحَمَلْنَاهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, that we have given karamat, we have honored the children of Adam, and we have given them the ability to move around in the land and the sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and we have, you know, blessed them with many, many good things. And then he says, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا, we have given them fazilat, we have preferred them over many, many things that we have created. So you have karamat in the beginning, honor, and then fazilat, preference given at the end of this ayat. And this is where we have to realize that, yes, this dunya is for us, but we have been created for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Him, to get closer to Him. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, as human beings, we have been made the custodians of this.
Muhammad Rilwi.
thank you very much for your company. And till another episode of today's special, may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي